You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 27 minutes and 55 seconds, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-deprecating radio show, highlighting the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a sixth grade education and a childlike enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents were in school.
Many people said the story could not, must not, dared not be shown. The picture already has the movie and book world gasping. Blackboard Jungle deals with an explosive subject, the teenage terror in the schools. It is the frankest, the toughest, the most realistic film since On the Waterfront. It is fiction, but fiction torn from big city modern savagery.
Evan Hunter's 1954 novel Blackboard Jungle detailed juvenile crime in the New York City public school system. Director Richard Brooks quickly adapted the novel into a multi-Oscar-nominated film, with the distinction of playing Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock over the opening credits. The pairing did nothing to polish rock's tarnished image, yet would fuse academia and rock and rhythm forevermore. But in truth, by 1955, class was already in session. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, we're headed back to school. Our school day at High School USA will begin with a lesson from the wonderful world of Professor Bop. Then, instead of waiting in school for our high school baby, we'll cut class and swing over to the School of Rock and Roll and find our little schoolgirl for some high school confidential.
Talking to me, Teach?
Musicologists dismissively tag Ricky Nelson a teen idol, but musically there was more. Although Nelson had more promotional push and good looks than about any other artist in the 50s, he had a genuine love of rockabilly and tried to create his own respectable interpretation. With rockabilly graduates Johnny and Dorsey Burnett supplying material, and guitarist Joe King of Strings Mathis, so dubbed due to his virtuosity on any stringed axe, Ricky's grades showed marked improvement in 1957. Waiting in school.
I've been waiting in school all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I can go home. Throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some going. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop. Throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we start to rock. My school gal, baby, gonna taste some news. You sure look good in the baby doll shoe. Well, it's a one, two, a four for shoe. A three, four, get out on the floor. 5, 6, come get your kicks. Down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! I've been waiting in school all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I can go home. Throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some going. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop. Throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we start to rock. The school gal, baby, gonna taste some news. You sure look good in them baby doll shoes. Well, it's a 1, 2, a 4 for shoes. A 3, 4, get out on the floor. A 5, 6, come get your kicks. Down on the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! Well, let's go now. Well, it's a 1, 2, a pull up your shoes. A 3, 4, get out on the floor. A 5, 6, come get your kicks. Down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. You gotta move. Start rockin', baby, rockin', rockin', baby. Gonna rock all night, rock all night. Just wait and see, yeah.
Take a ruler to one of these delinquents, he'll beat you to death with it.
Frankie Irvin cut a few singles under his own name, but earned extra credit behind a shellac veil as a singer with a post-Charles Brown, Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, and lead on the doo-wop classic You Cheated by the Shields, a fabricated supergroup gathered for the 1958 session by the ubiquitous Jesse Belvin, which included the likes of Johnny Guitar Watson. But let's spin Frankie's very first test, 1951's High School Baby.
High School Baby, don't you rest your time away. to waste your time away. You're gonna wreck your youth with the game you're trying to play. Well, your conversation knocks me to my knees. Well, your conversation knocks me to my knees. You know more about the boogie than you do about your ABC. Slow down, high school baby, you don't know what's in store. Slow down, high school baby, a few more years to go. Slow down, high school baby, then you will know the score.
I said, bring your paper up here. And I said, what for?
Dallas was the playground of Gene Summers and his Rebels. In 1958, Gene's debut for the Tiny Jan label would become a rockabilly staple, and although school let out early for Gene shortly after, he continued to record into the 70s. School of Rock and Roll.
Well, are you big enough to take me down to the principal's office? Because that's just what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to take me.
It was perhaps the most brilliant marketing stunt in rock and rhythm. Frank Guida, head of the Tiny LeGrand label, had post-prime Gene Vincent's Blue Cat member, Tommy Fassenda, record a 1958 novelty tune that took attendance of high schools in Frank and Tommy's home state of Virginia. Atlantic saw the potential of the otherwise unremarkable song, picked up the master, and had Fassenda record 28 different state variations, Indiana being number 16. High School USA.
High School USA.
Kid that could ever be.
They come from Arsenal, Wally, Martinville, Richmond Wood and Plainfield, Lawrence Central and Washington, Sacred Heart and Jefferson, Open Davis and Converse too. Well, I want to do the high school vibe with you.
Yeah, yeah!
Well, come Saturday morning, they were still going strong. They've been rocking and rolling all night long.
High School USA.
No time to study on their ABCs.
High School USA.
They're getting their lessons on the birds and the bees.
High School USA.
Yeah, all across the floor they are doing the hop. Everybody doing that a high school bop. They come from South Portland and Kokomo, Garfield, Ripple, and Go Mango, Broad and Pike, Cathedral High, Warsaw, Carmel, and T.C. Howe, Emmerich and Gershmeyer too. Well, I want to do the high school for Bob with you. That was Warren Central and Bloomington, Rockville High and Madison, North Central and Kendallville, Fort Wayne High and Shelbyville, Peru, Bosse, and Shirtridge too. Well, I want to do the high school for Bob with you. Uh-huh.
High school USA.
Hottest of hot rodders, the craziest of kittens, high school hellcats.
Born Lee Brown, Babs Gonzalez held a master's in the jazz bebop vocal technique, scat, and vocalese. Not as memorable as peer Slim Galliard, Babs was a colorful and innovative singer whose fame lasted as long as bebop was popular, which wasn't very long. From a 1949 session with sax ace Sonny Rollins, Babs' autobiographical Professor Bop.
There's a cat in Harlem town, got a new craze going round. Oopie dop la, hit ya vop. Call Professor Bop. Wears a tam and big bow tie, flashy clothes that catch your eye. Oopie dop la, Kluger mop. He's Professor Bop. He's the latest thing derived from swing. La pop, hulia coo. See him everywhere, hear him on the air. He can do it, so can you. Take a song like Auld Lang Syne, then you add a bebop line. Oopie dop la, Kluger mop, like Professor Bop. Thank you. La Papa Julia Coo. See him everywhere, hear him on the air. He can do it, so can you. Take a song like Auld Lang Syne, then you add a bebop line. Oop-dee-dop, la Kluger Mop. Like Professor Bob.
These are not underprivileged kids from broken homes. Actually, they're the overprivileged. Teenage rebels, too young to be careful, too tough to be afraid.
You know, I lost one of these things in the principal's office. I don't want to lose another one in one of your bellies.
The Beat Generation, young savages from nice families. This is their story, High School Confidential.
The best opening of all the 1950s rocksploitation films was Jerry Lee Lewis performing the titular track to High School Confidential while rolling down the street on the back of a flatbed truck. But the thought of jailbait connoisseur Jerry Lee Lewis having anything to do with high school in 1958 was alarming. Jerry's well-documented marriage to his 13-year-old cousin would stall his career in the U.S. for a decade and kill this final hit of the 50s as it was climbing the chart.
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me that's knocking. Why don't you listen to me, sugar, all the cats are at the high school rocking. Honey, get your bopping shoes before the jukebox blows the fuse. Hey, everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop. Well, the bopping at the high school hop, making at the high school hop. Hopping at the high school hop, rocking at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop. Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Ooh, let's get the with the sugar, let's shake it up tonight. Well, my heart's a beating rhythm and my feet are moving smooth and alive. Well, bopping at the high school hop, bopping at the high school hop, shaking at the high school hop, moving at the high school hop. Everybody bopping, everybody rocking, bopping at the high school hop. Now let's go! Baby, I'm gonna give you some good news. Look at here, sweet mama left the front off of my shoe. Hey, my heart's a beating rhythm, my soul is singing the blues. Well, I'm bopping at the high school hop, bopping at the high school hop, jumping at the high school hop, been rolling at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bobbing, bobbing at the high school hop. Now let's go! Woo!
This is my classroom, and you're in it. And what I could teach you, first lesson is don't put in. Don't, because you just flunk out for good.
Aside from his singing, songwriting, and his untimely death, the multifaceted Sam Cooke should also be remembered for the business acumen he displayed. Cooke would inevitably wrest complete control of all his recordings, create a publishing firm and a production company, and start the labels SAR and Derby. I don't believe Sam ever earned an MBA, but he certainly deserved one. 1959's Wonderful World.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for.
A student, baby. I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you.
Any tips for a rookie?
Two. Don't be a hero and never turn your back on the class.
Andrew Smokey Hogg cut most of his hits for the Modern label, including his 1950 version of one of the most oft-covered tunes in rock and rhythm, Good Morning Little Schoolgirl by blues god Sonny Boy Williamson I, not to be confused with Rice Miller, who assumed Sonny Boy's name after the First's tragic demise. But from a full chalkboard of who's who in rock and rhythm, only Smokey's Schoolgirl hit the charts.
Good morning, little schoolgirl. Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I go home? I go home with you. You tell your mama and your father I'm a schoolboy too. Gonna fly all over, gonna fly all over town. I don't find my little schoolgirl, ain't gonna let my airplane down. I love my baby, I love my baby, I love my baby child. Smile.
Absolutely no discipline problem here.
There's no discipline problem with Alcatraz either.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Horace Mann. If you know Querty, send your email to wmat@mail.com. His mother was a teacher. She emphasized elocution and a command of the English language. His father read poetry at the dinner table. The result was Rock and Rhythm's greatest wordsmith and poet. Ever the observant pupil, Chuck Berry was keenly tuned into his target audience, teenagers. Able to sum up their angst and glory in 2.5-minute masterpieces, Chuck gets an A for his 1957 essay, School Day.
Up in the morning and out to school, the teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math, you study them hard and hoping to pass. Well, working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. Right to the juke joint you go in. Drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. Long live rock and roll. The beat of the drums loud and bold.